The first scripture reading is one verse, but it's one that we could all do well to memorize. It's Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Here ends the reading.
The second scripture lesson is from Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. And it's about worry. I tell you not to worry about your life. Don't worry about having something to eat, to drink, or to wear. Isn't life more important than food and clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't even store grain in barns, yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth more than birds? Can worry make you live longer? Why worry about clothes? Look how the wildflowers grow. They don't work hard to make their clothes, but I tell you that Solomon, with all his wealth, weren't as well clothed as one of them. God gives such beauty to everything that grows in the fields, even though it is here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow. He will surely do even more for you. Why do you have such little faith? Don't worry and ask yourselves, will I have anything to eat? Will we have any clothes to wear? Will we have anything to drink? Only people who don't know God are always worrying about such things. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all of these things, but more than anything else, put God's work first and do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. You have enough to worry about today. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I am so happy that I have the opportunity to be sharing the Word of God with all of you. This is a privilege. I am very honored to be part of this congregation and to be sharing the Word of God with you this morning. So please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you because we are here in worship with our hearts. Please open our hearts and our minds to receive your word and use me this morning to share your message. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. So it is not March, but I have the privilege to be serving this morning with these wonderful ladies because John got sick. So I am very honored. Usually March is when we celebrate women's and ministry. And this is a very honor to be serving with these wonderful ladies. So the scripture this morning is I selected two scriptures. I was talking on the phone with Matt, and while he was in Puerto Rico, I had to call him. And he called me back and he's like, are you free next Sunday? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, can you preach for me? I'm like, sure. So this is a great honor. And always when I share a story that involves my family, believe me, I ask them first if it's okay with them to share the story. I just don't share it just because, you know, I don't want them to feel embarrassed. But my little one, she is 8 years old. She's going into third grade. So she's moving from Redwood School into Dana Gray. Well, for a couple of months, she's been feeling like very nervous, very anxious. She shared that with her Sunday school teacher and said, like, I'm really nervous, like, to go into a new school. Like, it's very frightening. And, you know, at home, we have talked about this. For all of you that don't know, I also work, other than being a pastor, I also work at Redwood Elementary. I work at the front desk. And she gets to see me every single day. And she said, when I'm going to a new school, you're not going to be there. I'm like, but don't worry. I'm only one block away from you. I'll be very close. But it's going to be a new school, a new classroom. How about if there are new kids? Like, don't worry. Everything is going to be okay. You can do this. And you can see that her anxiety starts, like, you know, right there, the little bit of tearful eyes and like, but I'm really scared. I'm like, I know how you feel that. You're really scared. And it's normal. It's totally normal to feel scared when it's something new. And sometimes as parents, for us, it's very easy to say that to our kids, right? We, how many of you have grandchildren that are getting ready to go to college? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you already have kids that are in college or just finished college? And you have 18 years to prepare for that special moment, right? You prepare for 18 years and when they're ready to send them out into the world and you say, come on, you can do this. You can do this by yourself. You can take care of your finances. You can take off of your, you know, have to go to school, have to get to school and find a job. You can do this. You have everything in your hands. So this morning, I want you to think about when we come to church, we have to think about what is making us worry at home. Because the truth is, there is something that is bothering us at home, something that is making us worry. Either it's a medical bill, it's a medical situation, a financial situation. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe you have problems with that neighbor, you know, that you really don't get along. Maybe you have problems at work. So think about that worry. You don't have to share it. Just think about it. Because when we come to worship, we bring with all of our baggage. And we bring that baggage into church because we know that we are looking for someone. We're looking for answers. So I want you to think about that worry that you have at that moment. Just like my little daughter has that little worry getting into a new school. And going into the scripture in Joshua and verse 9, I really feel for Joshua. I mean, he really had a very difficult job. Moses died in the desert. The people of Israel weren't like very, very nice sometimes. It was a very difficult people to lead. And he knew what he was getting into. And for so many years, he was like Moses' aide or Moses' assistant. So when you are in that position, you really see the other side of people and you really see how the leader is dealing with all the conflicts. And when you get the opportunity to get into that position, sometimes we don't want it. Sometimes we say like, no, I don't think I can do that job. I don't want to deal with that people. I don't think I can do that. You know how they behave. You know how they are. They always complaining. They don't like the food. They complain because it's too hot. They complain because we're wandering for so many years into the desert and that promised land seems so far away. Poor Joshua. He had a big responsibility. He needed to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. And God tells him, get ready. You have to get ready because we're going to cross the Jordan River and we're going to get into that promised land. But he doesn't send him just like, get ready, you can do this. He gave him a promise and he tells him, I will be with you. I will be with you. I will never leave you. I was reading another version of the Bible, and I really like this version that says, I will be with you. I will never neglect you. I will never abandon you. Those are words that really get into us. Never neglect you. Never abandon you. Be as strong and courageous because you will lead these people. That was the promise of God to Joshua. You can do this. You can do this. So think about that worry that you have right now. You can do this. You can get through it. So think about my next question. What are you going to do with that is making you worry? What are you going to be doing with that? And then I want to take you to the scripture in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. And we have read this so many times. We are so used to hear the voice of the Lord in in the scripture saying, oh, you don't have to be worried. I will be there with you. And the word of God is telling us, stop worrying about your needs. And it says not any needs. It's just your basic needs. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to drink. Those are basic needs. Those are the basic needs that we teach our kids, and especially when they're getting ready to go to college. Like, worry about, say, start saving your money because you need to eat, you need to drink, and at least, you know, a good pair of clothes you have to have. So in the scripture right here in Matthew, it's telling us that we don't have to worry about that. Don't worry about your basic needs, because your Father knows them. Your Father will feed you. Your Father will take care of you. You are worth more than anything. Why you have to be worried about? Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. Don't worry about your basic stuff, because your Father knows that you need them. And how many of us thinking about that worry that you are thinking right now? Probably. We are feeling with anxiety about that medical situation. We are feeling anxiety about that financial situation, about that maybe the marriage is failing, about that relationship with our friends, about the relationships at work, about that job situation, about so many things. We are overthinking. We have potential plans, and we always are thinking, what if? What if I do this? I should have done this. And then we waste our time overthinking and worrying about all of that. We are starting getting sick. We have uncontrollable worries. We have excessive worrying. We have headaches. We have trembling. And probably some of us get stomach cramps. Believe me, I get stomach cramps when I get worried. We can't sleep. A few days ago, I had a worry, and my husband got up, and I, you know, and it was in the middle of the night. He needed to go to work the next morning, and I said, are you awake? And he's like, I am, no. I can't sleep. And he's like, just go to sleep. But I'm too worried. And he's like, everything will be fine. Just go to sleep. And it is normal. It is our human nature to be worried. And it's so very difficult when the word of God is telling us to not to be worried. Everything is being taken care of. So stop worrying about all the basic stuff. All the stuff that is not important. But there is something that you really need to worry about. Be concerned about the kingdom of God. Worry about getting closer to God, to be more like Jesus. And oh boy, these days we really need to be more like Jesus. Every time that we read something on the news, or we really are reminded every morning that we really need to be more like Jesus and His justice. That's what we need to worry about. That is what is important. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Your Father knows what you need. So you don't have to worry. Sometimes when we are all overwhelmed and overthinking and thinking about and the what ifs and that I should have done this, and we are sort of getting sick, we disqualify all the positive that is around us. And by the positive that is around us, when we are feeling overwhelmed, we live in a very wonderful place. We just have to go outside and breathe the ocean air and look up and see the clear skies. We don't live in the city when we don't have clear skies. We may see the fog, but we have clear skies sometimes. And we have to enjoy that. We really have to enjoy what we have and know that we are being taken care of, that our Father knows our needs and that He will be taken care of. Do not be discouraged. Worry about to be more like Jesus and His justice. there is so much need in this world about Jesus' justice. We need to be more like him. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to watch The Lion King. And The Lion King, really, it has the message in just like 3 minutes. How many of you have watched The Lion King? Okay, so you are familiar with the story. So my third part is like, that worry that you have, do not be discouraged. Because in that movie, in that little part, when Simba, who is supposed to be the Lion King, and he, you know, he feels that because of him, his father died, and because his uncle made him believe, like, you killed your father. It's your fault. You have to run away and don't come back. So poor Simba, he's hiding, but he's living the time of his life. He's in a very nice place. He doesn't have to deal with the problem that all, you know, the rest of the lions are suffering. He is with his friends. He is eating well. He lives in a very happy place. But when the monkey or the mandrill finds him and it tells him, I know who you are. And he said, you don't know me. And I said, yes. He says, yes, you are Mufasa's child. And he's like, you know my father. And he's like, I know your father. And then Simba tells him, well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but my father is dead. And the monkey tells him, no, he is alive. Come with me. And Simba's like, what do you mean it's alive? So he follows him, and then the monkey takes him to a pond and said, shh, look. And he looks down into the pond, and he looks his reflection. And Simba looks at him disappointed, and he says, that is just my reflection. That's not my father. And the monkey tells him again, look again. And right there is when he hears the voice of his father, and his father tells him, Simba, you have forgotten me. And he's like, no, I don't. Yes, you are, because you forgot who you are. Remember who you are. You are my son. And then right there is when he realizes that he really is the Lion King, that he needs to go back to who, to take his place, his rightful place. So thinking about that, I was like, sometimes we are like that. We forget who we are and who we are. We are the children of God. And we have to remember who we are. We can do more in this world. We need to be more like Jesus. We need to do more of his justice. We need to more to get out of these four walls and go out into the world and share his love. We need to take care of others. We need to share the love and the message of hope. Remember who you are. When we get worried, we forget who we are. We let anxiety and the overthinking and the stomach cramps and all that taking care of our bodies and of minds and our hearts. And it's just making us sick. And just forget about who we are. And we are the children of God. And we have a promise that he gave to his people. I will be with you. I will never neglect you. I will never abandon you. But you have to be strong and be courageous because you will lead these people. We have so much to do in the church. We have something to do for the church. When we get worried, we forget who we are. Remember who you are. Do not be discouraged, but be strong and be courageous. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.